95.7 The Hog's Morning Hog Friday edition. Always great because we get a Morning Hog brew review. And then we say, hey, can Josh from SR Parrot come over and play? And SR Parrot's like, yep, he can come over. And we got into a Truly Getaway pack a few moments ago. And now we have a UFO sighting.
Hey.
Get it? You guys get it?
I got it.
It's a UFO. UFO beer.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Which we haven't had in a while, so I'm excited to find out what UFO's been doing.
You're right. So UFO, it's been a couple years, I believe, since it's been out in our market, and we're kind of relaunching it out here and getting it introduced to everybody.
Okay.
But they have a variety pack available, so we're going to start with that, and we'll start with what they're known for, right?
Okay.
UFO White.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Right. This is UFO's meat and potatoes.
There you go.
Beer.
Super
get
excited.
It, pour it in your face and enjoy it.
Super excited.
And it's been a minute, Josh. And we had that dry January thing a few weeks ago. It was a struggle.
I think this is our first beer of the year.
Oh, it is our first beer. Let's get some
first beer of the year.
Let's get some props for that, right?
Well,
all right. Well,
no.
Steve,
this isn't even my first beer today.
Good call.
It's actually one of the best things you said in the world. Okay, UFO. Let's see what you got. Come on now.
Yeah, so this is their classic. This is what they built the brand on.
Oh.
This is what the name is based off of.
That's UFO delicious, man.
Originally started with
unfiltered
offering.
Right. Okay.
UFO.
Right.
Unfiltered offering.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, I get it.
Not a hazy, but it's kind of hazy.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Unfiltered, so the yeast is still suspended in there and stuff like that.
So you kind of want to give that one a little shake.
Yeah.
Not a shake, but maybe let's sit upside down for a little
Steve
bit.
Steve likes to shake all his beers.
Apparently.
Put that out there.
I'm a big fan of shaking.
Yeah.
And it gets all
not
over
stirred.
Him. He wears goggles when he drinks at home because it's right in his face. But
right.
Kind of like a locker room attire.
He's like, well, it's at least it's properly churned up inside.
Yeah, but so that has a really nice, almost Belgian-esque quality to it. Some nice orange peel in there.
Yeah, lightly, yes.
And is there actual orange peel or is it a hot trick?
California orange peel.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Like a Valencia,
even
perhaps.
It says it on the can. Look at that.
All right. I'm down with that.
Look at it.
It really is.
5.1.
And it has, perfect. You know, from the times that I've had this beer, consistency, baby.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been doing it since, I think, like 98.
Right? Wow.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, when I was a child.
Loving it. loving number one. What about number two?
You know what? Let's stick with kind of the orange theme.
Okay.
So we just had some California orange peel, right?
Right.
So this is their Florida citrus.
Oh. What?
All the way across the border.
I've not had
this
beer.
Their hazy citrus wheat beer, right?
Ooh. Okay.
But they're like, you know what? Who has better oranges in California?
Right.
Florida.
FL.
What's Florida?
FL,
you know,
baby.
UFO is from the Northeast.
Right.
So they're kind of sourcing stuff from other directions because they know the better ingredients.
Huh?
Come from certain places,
yeah.
So they chase after that, right?
We can call this my homie beer, can we? Can we do that? Right? Well, you know,
is your first name
well,
Pat?
No, I would say Mahomes is going to be in the Super Bowl in a couple days.
So
it's going to get Josh's Super Bowl prediction and trying to steer him in a direction.
Huh.
Okay. So it's a home state beer, in theory.
Ooh.
Okay, that's definitely got a nose for some citrus, for sure.
So this is 5.3%. It's brewed with real Florida oranges.
Okay, this is a whole different orange jump right here, right?
Yeah.
I love the way this finishes.
Wow.
So the last beer, orange peel, right?
Right.
So you're getting a nice, like, kind of in the hint of it, the background.
Yeah.
This is actually made with some oranges.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting a little bit of that juice in there.
Yeah.
A little bit of that, I wouldn't call it sour, and I almost even wouldn't call it tart.
Yeah.
You're just getting orange.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Super enjoyable.
Yeah.
That's a killer beer. I have not had that, and, that's for 2024 right now. That's pushing towards the top for
that me. Is a high ranker right there, and I'm loving the way it finishes too. You're right. It's not like a tart bite. It's just like if you just shoved an orange in your mouth while drinking a beer.
So are you telling me I should take this orange right here and just shove it in my mouth?
No, that's not a Florida orange.
As long
that's
as it doesn't make you stop.
No, that's an Iowa orange. Don't do it. It's not. You're not gonna.
Ah, forget it.
It'll taste
maybe
weird.
Later.
If it makes them stop talking, I'm in.
That's a good point. It's like a ball gag, right? Just put it in there. Give me some tape.
Oh my gosh.
All right. We have to go forward, but we could stop right there and I would be super thrilled.
That's a good beer.
But wait, there's more.
That's so solid.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
What a pleasant surprise. Thank you, UFO.
So this one I'm really looking forward to as well. So
me
we
too.
Went from what, California to Florida. We're going to go back to the Northeast to Maine.
Okay. Oh, all over the globe, huh?
That's
all over
the
map.
States, at least.
All over the map. Okay, fine.
Small globe.
I mean,
He's got that U.S. globe.
So this is their Maine blueberry.
Oh. Okay.
I get it.
I can smell it.
Maine.
I'm a fan of blueberry beers. I have let many of them explode in my pantry by hoarding them. You shouldn't do that. You should just drink them when you get them. But I'm excited about this.
So it's a hazy blueberry wheat.
Oh.
That smells amazing, by the way.
Can you get it?
It does.
Yes, but blueberry here. Yeah.
It's brewed with real blueberries, of course. 4.8%.
Mmm. 4.8?
Okay. Good.
We've had some blueberry beers before that were blueberry hint. This is blueberry punch in the chops.
I'm a little upset we haven't had UFO in our market.
I'm annoyed.
Ditto.
I'm pissed. I mean, in a good way. I'm really happy. This is great.
It's fantastic.
Wow. Wow.
Those are some super, super solid beers. And I'm excited that they're back out here doing what they need to be doing. And if you haven't had UFO in a while.
Yeah, what's on that label? They've shown that. Yeah, there you go.
I'm showing it.
Check it, by the way.
We'll
tell you how you can benefit from checking out the video there on The Morning Hog on YouTube coming up, because we're showing off all these beautiful cans, and there's going to be something that you can gain from staring at them coming up.
Honestly, these are some really cool looking cans. They took some time and effort, and there's a lot of design, a lot of solid colors in there. And there's spaceships and
UFO themed stuff, but it's nice and subtle too, you know? And, it's not like they're beating you over the head with a UFO theme.
Sure.
But
lighthouse.
There's things kind of hidden in there, right?
Yeah. And a boat.
Wait, there's no lighthouses in space.
There's a boat or a lighthouse right there,
that
bro.
You know of.
Oh.
Have you been to the dark side of the moon?
Whoa. Okay. All right. There's only one more beer. Oh,
so this is called Crisp Apple.
Okay.
Mm. Brewed with real apples.
Okay.
This is not a cider.
Yeah, really?
It was not a cider.
It's an apple beer.
It's an apple wheat beer.
Oh my God!
You got me so excited right now.
Me too.
Say it again, but slower.
Visibly,
you've got me excited right now.
I regret that one. So yeah, typically when you see apples around alcohol, right, it's going to be
you're ready for cider.
For cider.
Your mouth is ready for it. Yeah.
Yep. This is a wheat beer.
Oh.
What a great blend. It's there.
How are they doing this?
I don't know.
That's not beer science.
They're chucking fruit into these into the process, right? I mean, they have to be
using some sort of juice or something.
Oranges, throwing blueberries in it.
Well, for the Florida one, they're definitely using like an orange puree and the peel.
Yeah.
UFO White, they're using the peel for sure.
Gotcha.
The main blueberry, they're definitely using real blueberries, and they've got to be using real apples in here. So it's... And it has a nice little, it's not super overdone or anything, but the finish has a little bit of sweetness on the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of remind you that not only is it an apple, we want you to kind of taste the whole thing.
It does.
This might be my favorite variety pack right now for 2024.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to.
We have a lot of competition up in it. We got a long year, but that's a pretty solid lineup. All four beers are delicious.
I agree.
It must be great to be a brewer at UFO. And to just stand back and throw stuff into the chuck it in there.
And nail it, too.
Nail it.
Yep.
It's not, no failed experiments here. They all work. Mm. You know?
Damn, that's good.
So these are, like I said, they're just hitting our market again. Total Wine for sure, some ABCs, local independents, or you always check out our website.
Oh, srparrot.com/beerfinder. Yeah.
Bingo.
Had to sort that out, make sure. All right. Well, we have identified our favorite beverages right here on the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.